RSB Radio with Robert Scott Bell.
You are listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Voice of health, freedom, and liberty. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people who are big, you know, defenders of the vaccine, any of the vaccines related to COVID, will say, well, every drug has side effects, and you can't, you know, it's overall a good thing, it's helped a lot of people, and so just pointing out the few adverse reactions isn't really helpful. What do you say to those people?
Well, the sad reality is when we dismiss people that are suffering with very real diseases, we're dismissing their real need for medical care. So what we're doing when we erase these people, which is essentially what we're doing by dismissing these complaints, is we are sentencing these people to a long and horrible outcome without medical care, without recognition, and without financial compensation.
Yeah, that was Breanne Dressen being interviewed by Laura Ingraham on Fox News. And, you know, I interviewed her, in fact, for the documentary film Utah Safe and Effective. And there were so many people, absolutely so many people that we interviewed, couldn't fit everybody in. Quite honestly, at the end of the day, having to cut people out for various reasons. But she was also featured in the documentary Anecdotals by Jen Sharp, as you know. But she outspoken on the issue of injury because she got injured. And so you have a story here of a woman, like many, believed she was doing the right thing. Actually, Breanne was in the trials, the clinical trial, volunteered for the clinical trial, and was injured and still not get any help from Pfizer. And so Laura Ingraham's now, you know, asking her, hey, what's the deal? You know, they're denying these injuries. What's the story? Why is that? Do you think you know? I think you probably do. There are a lot of reasons for it. But how disgusted are you that not only what you would expect of a big pharma company, but have you recognized that big government and big media don't care about you either? They cheerleaded for this stuff, and now that people are injured, they are gaslighting you, even as more people come forward and how obvious it's become. Is getting harmed from mild to severe to death even. And granted, there's a lot that still will not acknowledge and recognize the cause and effect link, at least temporally, if not in other ways. The question is, are you able to reach the people that have been harmed to lend them a hand and to perhaps provide a way to recover? Because you know a little bit. You know perhaps a lot more than the people even watching on Fox News in that interview, who are just now coming to this conclusion after how long? And I shake my head and I said, you know, I still meet people at events that, like, it's embarrassing, but they don't know about the Robert Scott Bell Show. I'm like, you know, as I've kept that slogan, the best kept secret in health talk, out there, a little bit tongue in cheek, but in reality, it's true too. When you go into an environment like I do at these various events where I'm at right now, the Next Steps Conference, and you still find people that are plugged into a lot of good stuff and they've never heard this show, I'm not going to chaff for not talking about it because I know you do, but it's just extraordinary how we are shielded from that which could open our eyes to see things that maybe we didn't want to see. And maybe that's the reason as well. And I'm philosophical about this. I'm not butthurt. So don't go call me up and stop. Quit your crying, Robert. I don't bring it up to cry about it. I recognize that in my journey, in my life, that before I was ready to hear and see certain truths, I couldn't hear and see them. Even if they were spoken to me, even on a wall in front of me, it would be invisible to me. This becomes not only a question of consciousness, but a question of open hearted and asking for help. I did ask for help and healing when I was a young person and through my teen years. but I wasn't ready to hear the answer. That took me five more years from the age of 19 to 24 before I was ready to hear the answers and being willing to do that which was required of me to get allopathic medicine, herbal medicine, natural medicine volumes, and I won't be able to see or hear it. And it's a frustrating place to be if you care about somebody. You know, and I could yell and scream, it's like, why doesn't everybody? Because they're not ready. And that's not in a form of denigration. It's just a matter of the things, let's acknowledge, the things that I share with you on this show, and to some, you know, you embrace it, but to many, it's just too shocking. You couldn't conceive of it. Even though I don't consider myself a shock, you know, all these years together, super things you would call me, is shock jock one of them? It's just wondered.
No.
But still.
Howard Stern, you are not.
Right. A different kind of shock jock. I don't know. Some of the angry. It's true. You know, I joke with people when they haven't. Honestly, the moment you're ready, things happen. This is the way it's happened for me in my life, Super D. That's why, as much as I'd like to say, well, everybody should know about what we do, Super D.
Yes.
This isn't just your politics, right, left, Hegelian dialectic. Let's play it up and frighten you.
Or your typical, hello, caller. What are you calling for? I have corns on my feet. How do I get rid of them?
So there's been a limited audience for this over the years, and I think the audience is growing, no doubt, every time we got banned. And, you know, you look at what's happened, like with Breanne Dressen, and we've got some more clips I want to show everybody from that. The Tucker Carlson is talking about on Fox News. Stunning, quite honestly. Still, you know, I look and I go, well, where have you been, right, to get there?
Right.
So if we talk more about these injuries, it's like how
personally who've had, you know, quite significant reactions to, usually it's the second shot. And there have been over 11,000 claims, I believe, filed at CICP about the COVID vaccine. 543 have had decisions rendered, which is under 5% of all the claims. And that's just 19 of them. Only 19 have been listed as eligible for compensation. Now, we don't know all the cases. We don't know all the details of all the cases, but that's a pretty small percentage. Does that tell you anything?
It is.
Well, there you go. More injuries occurring and more denials occurring. And someone who knows about this for decades is long before the COVID jabs. We have the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program, and all the children have been injured. You try to get desperately some help and support. We were just playing. And this is, by the way, for those of you joining us now, Polly Tommy is with us, TV and more. I've known her for years. Love her dearly. Her whole family is amazing. And shout out to John if you're watching. Put your clothes on, John. Come on. I know, but you were talking about that, so I had to go outside, Polly, take off my shirt and get some vitamin D directly from the sun while I'm here.
That's what my husband and my son Billy, they are pretty much naked the whole time.
I was only half naked, Super Don. Don't worry. It's okay. I still have pants on. But Polly, it's good to see you. We're just playing.
What are you talking about?
Well, there's a couple of clips. Laura Ingraham interviewed Breanne Dressen about the injury to COVID she had. And as I mentioned, she is, you know, a former history, political, a very, very Democrat, pro-vaccine person. She volunteered for the trial. She got injured and then found out she's left high and dry by both Pfizer, the government, everybody and anybody. And then to bring up the idea that she actually got injured from the vaccine jab is anathema to anybody who believes in it, more like a religion or a cult devotion. And so her fellow Democrats started shunning her, as they did Jen Sharp, who did the Anecdotals movie. And so it's a very uncomfortable place to be, to realize that the belief in government, the belief in the goodness of all the things that Big Pharma could bring, shattering, and your life is shattered because of it. And you know, because of Billy and what happened to him with vaccines. So I don't have to tell you any of that, but many more people are discovering it only through COVID jabs.
That's right. I'm going to say something that I don't know if you'll like this or not, but it's really, I'm saying this on behalf of a great many people who've been in this as long as I have.
Yeah.
I am so sorry for those people that got injured by the COVID shot. I really am truly sorry. We tried to warn you.
Yes.
Okay. And it's not a game here. We're winning, you're losing. This never was about that. It was always about trying to warn you about it. Some of you heard, some of you didn't. When you stand up and you say publicly, I'm not anti-vax, I'm not in that crowd, what you're doing, I'm just speaking to the people who have been hurt, is you're saying that people like Billy's, who was injured by the MMR, his story doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. And it's actually really upsetting for us parents that have been in this game a long time.
Right.
I understand you have been hurt. I understand that you want money or whatever. But seriously, I don't mean to be rude, but get behind us. There's a line that goes to amileandabillion.com on the corner of it all.
Yes.
We have been there for years. So I love you, and I'm sorry you got hurt.
Polly, your point is well taken, because I've said this many times as well. We've been trying to warn you. And where were you when we were warning you? You were denigrating us. You were spitting on us. You were yelling at us, telling us that we aren't scientists. We aren't anything that should be listened to. In fact, we should be banned, etc. So I'm with you in that regard, not having had a Billy in my life, you know, directly as you have. But in my own way, I had woken up with my own injury from the smallpox vaccine when I was a kid, but not knowing it until much later as I became a homeopath and looked back and like, oh, my gosh, the whole thing was a lie. Right. And so I was able to prepare myself and my wife to have children that would not be experimented upon in that way. And I know for my son would be so far in the autism spectrum that he might be dead if he had gotten the shots, knowing what we knew of residual mercury from all the things we were exposed to as kids, not even adding that into the mix. He had all of the signs and symptoms. He even had ticks and things through his teen years. A lot of the boys do. And a lot of it's related to mercury toxicity, even at lower levels. So I am, by the grace of God, you know, woke up in time to save my kids, but many that we tried to warn since then, and you have, didn't pay attention and said, I'm going to go ahead and get the COVID jab, to your point.
Yeah. And again, I can cope with them throwing insults at me. I can cope with all of that, but do not put my son's story down because, or anybody else's child's story down, because their story is as important as your story. So just know that. And here, you know, I'm just losing my tolerance on it a little bit.
Play the next clip, Super Don. It's about effects, the side effects, quote unquote, the adverse effects that they acknowledge versus the ones that they don't. And referencing, in fact, all of the history of the vaccines that we've talked about here in this next clip. Check this out.
And the sad reality is the people that are being approved, it's for myocarditis and anaphylaxis, which are reactions that are disclosed publicly and acknowledged by the FDA and the CDC. If you do not have a reaction that's acknowledged by the CDC or the FDA, like Small-Faber neuropathy, like Susanna Newell has, or ocular hemorrhage, like the other guests that you previously discussed, that's it. You're not getting an approval. Even issues that are historically happening with other vaccines, even those diseases with the COVID vaccines are not being approved. Transverse myelitis is being denied. GBS is being denied. These are very simple diseases that the FDA, the CDC, the NIH, they all have known about these diseases because of previous vaccines. So it blows my mind that for some reason the COVID vaccines are held to a totally different standard than all of the other previous vaccines that we have implemented in this country.
Fascinating. And she's acknowledging something that we've been pointing out, and yet she's very nervous about upsetting certain political bases. Like you said, I'm not anti-vaccine, but I'm like, stop it already.
Stop with your rubbish.
Yeah.
Also, here's the thing. Correct me if I'm wrong, because I'm not completely upset on this, but we still do not know every single ingredient in these COVID shots, correct? We still don't have an insert.
Don't.
We do not know what's in there. So people don't understand that. And they say it's safe and effective. Go look at go and ask the pharmacy for that insert that still says intentionally blank, except for the Comirnaty, which is approved, but good luck finding that because we don't have it in this country.
Right. One more clip here talking about the risks, acknowledging it's a bigger mess. And again, it's fascinating to see this is happening primarily and only on Fox News. You know, we're not fans of any particular media outlet, but I do acknowledge that their willingness to cover some of these things is shocking. Considering, but once again, where have you all been in the mainstream media? You've had the capacity to cover these things and only now are covering it. Look, I'm grateful that you are, but I'm not going to give you a medal for it. Go ahead and play that final clip.
Well, why do you think that is?
Well, we have our theories. You know, the sad reality is if we do acknowledge that these COVID vaccines do present more risk than just, you know, a few handful of cases of myocarditis and anaphylaxis, then we definitely have a far greater mess on our hands.
Yeah, so there's a lot of money on the line. Pfizer obviously has made billions and billions of dollars. They fund a lot of research fellowships. They give a lot of grant money. They're incredibly powerful. Pharma is incredibly powerful here in Washington.
You, it's still, I'm sitting back and looking at the history of since I've been broadcasting since 1999 and seeing that this is being discussed at all on any so-called mainstream news network. I still am shocked. I'm like, is that really happening? At the same time, you know, so many people have been harmed, injured, killed, and we're still talking about going to the same entities to protect us, much less resolve the problems that they have participated in causing. That's why we're at the Next Steps conference. It's like we're starting to look beyond that, I think.
Right. But also things like the Daily Mail and new big newspapers are starting to run headlines on injuries as well. So I think the media, some of the media are like, they're not quite sure which side of the fence, where do they jump now? What's happening? It's crumbling. It's crumbling. It's too many are injured. So you're starting to see the media suggest that maybe I am always on that side. But also they're saying now, well, we didn't tell you to get the COVID shot, by the way.
Right.
We didn't tell you.
You didn't have
to. Did we tell you?
Yeah.
You didn't have to. You chose to do it. Your fault.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that interesting? They basically told
you. Welcome to our world.
You couldn't have a life, but we didn't tell you to do it. Just if you don't do it, you can't come here. You can't go there. You can't have a job.
No. One of the things I'm hearing a lot of is people say, well, you know, they took the shot and they've got cancer. But the doctor said they always had cancer. But because of the lockdown, the year before the shot came out, they had it before that. And because they couldn't go and get, you know, tested because they were locked down, they've only found out now. Why are people believing this? And also they say, well, you know, it's genetic because Auntie Grace had cancer. Mm-hmm. Everyone's got cancer in their families. It's the era we live in right now.
Yeah.
Unless you're a completely unvaccinated, healthy family of generations and generations, then maybe you don't. Can I just say, when I was on the bus, I did not find one family that were vaccine-free, including the vitamin K, that had cancer. Mm. Not one.
Well, we've
got to be something in that.
Right. We've talked about the things, the cell lines, et cetera, from the so-called traditional vaccines before mRNA injections and things, and how precipitating of things like cancer included that we should have acknowledged and seen. Of course, you know, I didn't know this growing up. The first 24 years of my life, I was medically grown, pharmaceutically grown, and I had my wake-up call because of my personal health issues that led me to do what I do. And you just came out of a great segment this morning from the Next Steps conference here.
I gave you a shout-out.
Oh, you did?
Yeah,
so
you weren't
sweet.
There. I was like, where's Robert Scott Bell? And you weren't there.
I was prepping for this.
And then I was like, where's Dan Hennicott? She wasn't. I was like, okay, I'm not coming to any of your talks.
No, come on.
Kidding.
No, but you were talking about media. About how we cannot wait, even though it's good that some media are covering these things, we cannot wait for them to do it fully engaged the right way, the way we know, because we're in the trenches, we've lived it, we are living it. And your perspectives, Stephanie Lucretio and others that were there, Tia, quite profound in saying, you know what, you've got to pick up the microphone and tell your story, and here's how.
Yeah, so basically what we're talking about today is the importance, basically, the dark side, as I call them, their biggest fear is not Dell or Andy or Bobby Kennedy or any of those. No, 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 because I'll just say they're crazy. The biggest fear is us, all of us, you, collectively, all of us getting up and telling the truth about what, not being afraid. They want us to be afraid. They want us to be divided, and they want us to just stay in our corner. So the minute we all pick up our phones or whatever it is that we've got, you pick it up, you put it sideways like that.
Mm-hmm.
And you film. Don't do it that way. You film. You film everything that's going on. I want to hear about the people who are trying to get smart meters taken off their houses and they're, you know, being threatened with arrest and their electricity cut off. I want to hear about people whose chickens are being taken away because they say bird flu is coming. Mm. I want to hear about factories being burnt down. I want to hear if you're poor and you can't put food on your table. I want to hear about vaccine injury. I want to hear about everything. That's why I put Built CHD TV so that we can bring the morning news to you. There's certain things we can't cover, but he covers it for us.
But do you want to explain that?
Because we're 501c3, and so I get a call from what I call above.
Yeah.
Not obviously the above, not my Jesus, but the next step down is my bosses.
Yes.
And you can imagine who that is. And I've only had three calls.
That's not bad for you.
One host really called Biden demented, and I got a call saying, because we're 501c3 saying, there isn't actually, weirdly enough, any proof that he is demented. You might think that, but there's no proof that he is, apparently.
And
we could be sued, so I had to take that show down. It's super annoying. Yeah. But we have to be careful about what we say politically.
Of all the people that I thought that would not be able to constrain their own ability to speak out would be you. And yet you have some discipline I didn't know. Pretty impressive.
Well, you know what? I'm so impressed. Well, the reason I took the job at CHD is because they can build a platform I can't afford to build. It costs a lot of money to stream things out. I mean, maybe you know about that.
Oh, yeah.
And I just don't have any money, so I can't do it. So I joined it. And also, they're super good. bunch the of people. People they're yeah. so kind, and they were they're nearly all women, by the way.
I love that too.
Brian Hooker's yes. coming in later. He's a
he's
chief
not a woman. Latest
no,
I checked.
No, he's not. I was thinking of the one man. I think yes. we have
Brian's awesome. Or my brother.
Brian Hooker's one of my favorite people in the whole world. Me too, he's a, possibly the nicest person and the most intelligent, smart. And he's a dad, and he's lived through it. One of the things that I was saying in this morning, and I think it's super important. You do not need to be have a broadcasting journalism degree or whatever it is you're supposed to have to do whatever, you know, to be a journalist. So first-hand experience is everything, and no money, no qualifications. I don't care how many letters you got after your name. That does not make you, I'm more of an expert in my son's vaccine injury than any of you white coats will ever be. Mm-hmm. And so we've got to grow a set, as we say in England, mm-hmm. get out our phones and record what's going on in America. And we put it out on, I mean, I'm suggesting others contact him or if it's political. And if there's anything else,
do you think all I
me.
Do is politics?
No, but I can't do that, so I'm shuffling them over to you.
Right.
And we go every morning with breaking news, and the breaking news has to come from you because that is what's going to freak the dark side out more than anything else. Us being the reporters, they spent so long and so much money being Pfizer sponsors, Bill and Melinda Gates sponsoring all of our channels. Yeah. We're taking over now. We're in charge.
Absolutely. Now, when you invite me onto your show, I will limit my communication. Because I don't want to call from your boss either. So
no, I don't want to call from my boss.
No, I can do it. Yes.
But actually, no, I'll just tell you before. We can't endorse somebody. That's right. What 501 says. And the reason why we have to play by the rules, which is really hard, is because the doctors would love to bring Children's House fans down, wouldn't they?
Of course.
So we don't need to do politics. You can do that.
No, that's all right. We can do it all here.
But be the reporters, guys, and then just email either him or me with your stuff. And I'll put it out on the news. I want to hear from you, okay?
So what are you spending the little money you have on? Is it still the home for Billy and more families that have been adversely affected by it? Well,
first
whatever.
Of all, talking of money, the price of food is out. I live in Austin, Texas, and we eat organic food.
Mm-hmm.
Super expensive. We grow our own food, but we had a frost that took it out. We need to get back. It's really hard to grow food. Don't you think it's hard?
Depends on where you are. When we moved to the high desert, it's like a shorter growing season, but there are no bugs. No humidity to rot things out. So we've had some bumper crops, but when I was in Florida, it's a challenge because of the environment and humidity
takes
and everything.
So long to grow. I will never not appreciate a pomegranate and things like that ever again.
Yeah.
Grow your own food, people. It's the only way to. So anyway, what was the question?
Well,
the autism center in Austin.
Right. Correct.
People, if you are have an adult with like Billy, Billy's going to be 27. If you've got an adult like that and you're relying on the system to look after that child when you are no longer around, it's a very grim future. You have to build something. And it's really hard. You have to get together with like-minded people, but you have to get going on it. We've been doing it for 10 years in America. We've got the land, but we're still dealing with red tape, with zoning and city, and then the COVID made everything 18 months backlog.
Yeah.
And we live next to a school, and they've just put up towers, 5G towers on our... And everyone's got headaches. I mean, it's just nonstop.
Right.
So people get going now.
Yeah, and that's part of what Amity's speaking about on Friday morning. So if you can come on down to, we're on, what is it, Wednesday today?
Yeah.
I don't even know.
Wait, what are you talking about?
Well, not the new medicine paradigm, because they're allopaths that are doing that, which is fine. But the way I work toward healing, it's more holistic. It's more honoring of the natural world. And it keeps us away from the allopathic medicine.
What does that mean, vegan?
What?
Are you a vegan?
No, heck no.
Oh, I know. I just want you to
I'm organic.
Or did you just say worshiping the natural world? That's
no, worshiping.
Vegan.
I didn't say worshiping.
I don't know. It sounds like that's
good
me.
Good Lord. I can't
what
speak
the
Pali. She doesn't know how to speak English anymore. I don't know. She. No, I'm just talking about more holistically oriented. That is honoring the natural world that was created by God and living with it instead of fighting against it. Allopathic medicine is fighting against. There's a place for it. But by and large, I want to keep people away from doctors. Because
absolutely.
It's the most dangerous thing you can do is to go to a doctor, even if your life is at risk. As we find out, even legitimately going to a hospital can end up in your death because they say, let's swab you and let's get you on a vent. Let's get you on some remdesivir. That's still happening, but more overtly than ever, the killing fields of hospitals. So I'm going to hit the key things that I think are critically important for all of us to tackle, to counteract. As you pointed out, even the towers are putting up. Every time they ratchet up their attack on us, we have to meet them accordingly, with things that can counteract that level. And I think in the natural world, God provides us things that could do that.
Right.
Even in the midst of the arrogance of man, that we can go back to the natural world. That's what I'm talking about here. Not the arrogance of man, what man would do to corrupt nature and say, it's better. but to counter what man is doing in his arrogance or ignorance too. And so that's a big part of what I'm going to focus on as I'm talking with people here. It's amazing how many people go, oh, I didn't know that. And I didn't know that. And I didn't know that. So many things that I've been doing for so long that I want to make sure can get through it to this group here. And of course, to all y'all that listen and watch the show, you know some of this already. So.
Yeah, I just want to completely change the subject a second. Just
yeah,
say, because I've got a little bit of your platform.
You go
it really disturbs
it.
Me mm-hmm. that everyone is talking about mRNA shots. You should be worried about those. We all know that. There's mm-hmm. no one's denying that. And they're putting mRNA into all the new shots. Like, we got that. But don't think that AstraZeneca and Johnson & Johnson, which are the DNA, what are they, the RNA, mRNA vaccines, are safe. I've seen so many awful injuries from AstraZeneca in England, which was the main
point. Sorry, Tia's going. That's okay.
But please be careful. The AstraZeneca, Johnson & Johnson injuries are super bad. We just don't hear about them. And everyone's like, mRNA.
Yeah.
All that.